Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Coast to Coast AM, Connie Willis here, having a very good night. Hope you guys are too. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for all the, you guys write me, you find me. I don't know how y'all do it. Even emails that I haven't seen in decades, if I can say that. Holy cow. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that. You guys are very, 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 very kind. I hope that you'll find me on ConnieWillis.com. That's where you're going to find all the things that I'm doing. It's a lot of different shows. It's books. It's now my culinary books. I've decided, boom, let's go. Let you guys find those books as well. It's Chef Connie's Top 5 on staple ingredients. There's all sorts of stuff. Go check it out. Just go to ConnieWillis.com and at least sign up for the email list and you'll learn about everything else. All right. So abductees. Wow. First time guests here on Coast to Coast AM. Byron Lacy. I still thought he was on here before. I'm like, there's no way he's not been on here because I know he's known kind of worldwide in the world in the phenomenon of being an alien abductee, a contactee. So we'll ask him more about that. Byron W. Lacy. I'm sure you've seen him. I mean, he's got a distinct look. And so check out our website so you can see a picture of him as well. Born in Burnett, Texas. He's a fourth generation Texan and a fourth generation alien abductee. He was taken when he first remembers this at 5 years old. And he does a whole lot to help other abductees along the way, how they can cope with the phenomena. And he also holds degrees in English and art. You know, a lot of people think, oh, abductees, they're these little homeless people somewhere that tell these embellished stories. Not at all. In fact, most of them are geniuses in some area, in some way, shape, or form. And that's something we can talk about, too. It's absolutely the truth. Freelance artist. He's got all sorts of art out there. We'll talk about that as well. And he's also an investigator for Texas Child Protective Services. So that's interesting. That must mean ability. So let's bring him on. Byron Lacy, thank you so much for joining us tonight and looking forward to learning a whole lot more about you.
Thank you for having me on the show.
I thought you had been on here before. I really have. Is it just a mistake that I didn't see you in the archives?
No, I never have been.
Well, here you are.
I've been on other shows, but not Coast to Coast.
Well, you made it.
I've been waiting for.
You made it, and I got to have you, so that's great. I'm excited. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, is it to where everybody, when they first see you, they just go alien abductee, or in other worlds, or do they just see you as an artist?
Well, where I live in East Texas, not very many people know I'm an abductee. It's mostly close friends. But I can tell people about it now. The first people I told I was an abductee would be in checkout lines at grocery stores. Strangers I would never see again.
and they hoped they would never see you again.
Actually, they listened and found it more interesting than just sitting in standing in line.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Well, tell us how it all started with you.
Well, it was actually in 1956. I think in my book I put 55, but one day I realized we didn't move to Sigaville until 1956, and that's where it happened. It was in Sigaville, Texas. And we had a routine where she would walk me into the bedroom and help me up on the bed if I needed it, and tuck me in, and I'd always have to kick off the covers after she left because it would be too hot. And one night, she left the room, and I turned around to lay down, and there were three little guys standing at the side, at the foot of my bed, and they were showing up about a foot and a half to 2 foot above the mattress. It was an old bed, so it was actually higher off the floor than a lot of them are now. Had iron railings and everything, or headboard and footboard. So I screamed for Mama because I didn't know how they got in my room, much less what they were, because they looked pretty strange. And she came in, and they were gone. So she just tucked me in again. She didn't say anything. She didn't say it was a dream. She didn't say I was making it up. She didn't say anything about it. And I had told her that there'd be three men in there. So the second night, it happened again the very next night. And it was the same thing. They disappeared right before she walked in the room. The third night, they disappeared before she walked in the room. And she sat down on the bed and she said, "Son, don't call me in here anymore because they're not going to be here when I come in. You're just going to have to learn to deal with them yourself."
Wow.
And then she was right, though.
It's very telling, too, right?
Yes. And I didn't even realize that it meant she'd seen them as well.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I pick up from that. Yeah.
And in 61, and I'll talk about that in a minute, I found out a little bit more. But anyway, she left the room, and I turned around, and they were back. And this time there was a being that was about 7 foot tall, sort of in the shadows. I had light coming in from the hallway. He was sort of over in the shadows, and he looked like Captain Hook from Peter Pan, except I couldn't tell what he looked like from the waist down. It looked sort of like he had a pirate's vest on and a big hat. Then all of a sudden, I couldn't move, and the room started expanding, I thought. That's what I saw. The room was getting bigger. The bed started rotating in the middle of the room. Captain Hook was dancing around in a weird sort of way over at the side of the bed, away from me, over near the wall. And the three grays, they seemed to be moving with the bed. And I put up with this for a little bit, but I was about to panic when it was all gone. And so I pulled the covers up over my head, which I did every night after that, because I figured if they were going to come back, I just didn't want to see them. It's not that they scared me. It's just that they were so strange looking. They didn't relate to anything that I could think of in my surroundings or my environment. And so that was my first encounter with them.
How long did this go on in your life before you realized this was something different, something special, or you got a handle on it?
Well, actually, I didn't know what was going on until 2009. But in 1961, I saw my first spaceship or alien UFO with a group of students at Sigaville in the music class. But let me tell you something else first.
Sure.
This song became popular in the United States, and it was from England, and it was called "Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?"
Yes, it does. After I chewed it.
that was the chorus to the song.
Yes.
Well, it started playing in my head one night, and I couldn't go to sleep. And it played all night long. All night long, I could hear this song playing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
And Mom came in the morning to get me up to go have breakfast, and I said, I can't go to school. I didn't sleep any last night. And we went into the kitchen, and I told her that this song had kept playing in my head. And I asked her what it was, and she said she didn't know. And I asked her why it happened, and she said she didn't know. Then she took me into the living room and put me on the sofa and turned on the television. And she said, you stay here all day, you watch TV, and she gave me a soft drink to drink. And she said, I'm going to fix your breakfast, and you're going to stay awake all day so you sleep tonight because you are going to school tomorrow. Well, she left the room and went into the dining room, which I could see into because it had a big double opening, no doors, but a big double opening doorway. And she got the telephone off the wall, the handset, and walked into the kitchen, and she made a call to somebody. Well, I watched TV all day long, and at 4 o'clock, my father came home, and he worked at Sigaville Prison as a prison guard. He was about 6'4", and looked like Dirty Harry, had a burr haircut, and he was a very imposing person. He was naturally strong at that point in his life. Well, he came in, and he walked right past me, and he took my mother by the hand, and he walked her into the kitchen, and they had some kind of conversation. Then he came out, and he sat down on the sofa next to me, well, in front of me, basically. I was still laying down, and he said, "Son, you better straighten up, or we're going to have to take you to a psychiatrist."
Oh.
Now, in 1961, you didn't want to go to a psychiatrist.
No.
There was a big stigma against it. It wasn't like today where people go to counseling all the time. And he said, "We Lacys don't talk about ourselves." Now, why he's talking about this stuff, I have the faintest idea, because my problem was this song playing over and over in my head. But he's going, "I didn't know anything about my parents except what happened to them when I was with them." And I found out later this was a lie. And he said, "We don't talk about ourselves, and you don't want people to know about you. And you don't want to be famous." And I think I had probably talked about wanting to be something where I would be famous for some reason, even as at 11 years old. And he said, "In the 1890s, you had a female relative that told everyone that little people came into her room at night and talked to her."
Oh.
"And they put her in an insane asylum after a while because she wouldn't back off on her story."
Oh.
And he didn't say it that way, but that's what he meant. He said, "And you don't want that to happen to you." Well, I'm going, this is all because I heard a song playing in my head, huh? And I wasn't even thinking about the little guys in 1956, but obviously he was.
Mm.
He had remembered that happening mm-hmm. to me. My mother had remembered that happening to me. So that was the end of the conversation. But he warned me again not to talk about this to anyone. So I watched TV the rest of the night, rest of the evening, and then I went to bed and I slept and went to school the next day. Now, this was in 1961, and another event happened that year, which was very strange. I was taking a music class, which was sort of a precursor to being in band in later years in junior high and high school, and I didn't want to take PE. I wanted to be in band. So I was in the music class, in which we did some chorus. We sang some. We learned to play the tonette. We did learned a little bit about music, but not much, but some. Well, one day our teacher, who's named Mr. Cathy was sick. And this young woman in her 20s was there as our substitute teacher. And I had never seen her before, and she was fetchingly beautiful. She had dark hair, very blue eyes. I remember that even to this day. And I almost fell in love with her. And we lived in a small town where you might not know everybody, but usually you would see somebody. And if you saw her, you would remember. So she took the role, and then she said, and it was just turning warmer weather from the winter. She said, "We're going to go outside and do calisthenics." Well, none of us wanted to do calisthenics. That's why we were in music class. So we weren't the most enthusiastic crowd she could have. She took us out, and there was this gravel driveway by the edge of the school there where we stood. It was an old brick schoolhouse made in the 20s or 30s, actually. And she had us line up and stretch our fingers out, stretch our arms out, and touch our tips of our fingers, and then move away from each other about a foot. And there were probably 20 of us in the class. We were out in the hot sun, and she stood under this big oak tree in the shade. So, yeah, she really wanted to go outside. But she said, we're going to do side straddle hops. And we all knew what those were. So we started doing the side straddle hops, and she started counting. And then suddenly the whole class just froze, and we were looking above the tree that she was standing under, and she was looking at us. And she didn't look up. And this thing, now I used to put together models, and at this time I was big into putting together model ships. This looked like a George Washington class nuclear submarine turned upside down with the conning tower removed and the battle deck of the USS Missouri put on it, except that the guns and stuff were like little rooms. Now, at one point in time, much later, I thought that this was probably an illusion, but I ended up talking about this on another show, and a woman contacted me afterwards and told me that she had a friend who had seen the same type of ship many years later. So apparently this ship does exist, but it isn't seen very much.
And that's what you saw above her, right?
Above the tree?
The tree.
So we're all standing there looking at it with our mouths hanging open. And she goes, all right, let's get back to work. That's not anything. It's nothing. Now, how did she know it was nothing? She never looked up at it. She couldn't see it. She was under the tree. And we did about five more side straddle hops, and the bell rang. Now, this was an hour-long class, and my memory of it was about 20 minutes, including the taking roll, the going out there, and all that stuff. Maybe even not 20 minutes. So there was actually, even though I didn't know the concept, there was missing time.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you're committed to living a healthier life, you might want to look into working herbs into your wellness routine. There's a reason people have trusted them for thousands of years. Nature's Way understands that nature is the ultimate problem solver, and they're constantly inspired by the power of nature. For example, their ginger root and slippery elm bark have been traditionally used for digestive support. And St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support. And because Nature's Way sources from around the world and does a ton of comprehensive potency and quality testing in their state-of-the-art lab, you can be sure you're getting top-quality herbs. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.